you've been quoted in propaganda videos and the like from ISIS and other splinter groups from Al-Qaeda no less than 16 times. Why do they keep quoting you?
It appears, Michael, that I'm the only one in the West that's willing to take people who match words and deeds seriously. I'm not a rocket scientist, and my foes will tell you that. They rather think I'm an idiot. But we're fighting an enemy who tells us exactly what he's going to do, and then he does it. And he does it for the motivations that he describes. And yet we have the third American president now, Mr. Clinton, Mr. Bush, and Mr. Obama, repeating the same sort of nonsense that they've talked about for the last 18 years.
In other words, you believe there's a misperception. You think that the American people, and you know I've read all your books, so I've read this and I've heard it from you before, but you think that to the extent we've been told that this is about our lap dances or our lattes or our Gap jeans or our, quote, freedoms, that's just not what drives the jihadists.
That's a deliberate lie on the part of the ruling establishment in this country, on the political elite, sir, because they don't want to face the fact that what motivates these people to attack us, maybe not to attack the Israelis, maybe not to attack the Saudis, but to attack us, is our intervention in their world. And right now, ISIS could not ask for any greater gift than the one Obama is giving them right at the moment.